neither team coach has had much practice this week. They've been out of school, and one of those times in the wintertime. It doesn't happen every winter, but sometimes you get a couple of days of snow days, and you're hoping the guys hit the treadmill at least. If you have some chances, maybe go to the YMCA and try to work out, do something while you're out of school.
Yeah, you know, we're kind of all in that same boat. It's everybody in the state. I don't think many schools have had classes here Tuesday or Wednesday, and you know, we got a really good practice in on Monday, and we kind of went back to some basic things and fixed some areas that we needed to get better at over the weekend. And you know, although we didn't have much practice all week, I do feel like we did get better through Monday. And you know, we kind of mentioned to the kids that there's a good chance we might not see again until Thursday, and if we retain everything we had done throughout the practice on Monday, that some good things could happen against Cozad.
I know last time we saw a coach, just wasn't a good outing against Scotts Bluff, but they were a pretty good team. From, you know, another great team for Coach Gullion this year, and that shot lights out. Boy, they're quicker, quick off the floor. Just one of those teams, boy. If you blink, you're gonna miss them. That's for sure. You get a chance to probably maybe play in them again, but you live and learn, move on to the next round. And the Cozad team that's going to be pretty good here tonight, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, Cozad's the conference champs. They're, you know, one of the top 5 rated teams in C1. And going back to that Scotts Bluff game, after practice on Monday, we went and watched the first half, and you know, the common theme was we're doing a lot of us versus us, and you know, you give credit where credit's due. Scotts Bluff's obviously a, you know, a title contender in Class B, but you know, when you play teams like that and you make small mistakes, you might rotate incorrectly or your transition D might be incorrect for a second or two, those good teams, they take advantage of that. And it seems like, you know, every single time we did something wrong, regardless if it was big or small, they take advantage of that. And you play average teams or even good teams, they sometimes don't hurt you on those, and that kind of hurt us. And but those are areas, you know, it's good for those kids to see on film that, you know, this is what we're doing, and this is what led to maybe this bucket, or we're doing this and it led to a turnover, and that turnover led to points. So, you know, we did some good things, but we just got to clean up playing us versus us.
How about Cozad coach and Coach Bros? I mean, Noah Shoemaker's kind of their guy, scoring wise, at 15, 16 points a game. But the Davis kid, again, another Shoemaker kid, scores close to 10 points. So they've got some, just Noah Shoemaker, got a good surrounding cast around him, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. You know, when we scout, we usually use the last 5 games on stats, and that kind of shows where kids are at, more so than season stats at this point. And the Shoemaker, actually, those last 5 games is their 4th leading scorer. And they've got 5 guys who, in those last 5 games, are all averaging over 10 points a game. So, you know, you can't focus on one kid. They, all 5 of their starters can put the ball in the hoop, and they do it in such a different ways. You got guys who can score from the 3-point line, like the younger Shoemaker. He's a great shooter. His older brother, he seems like he's been in high school for about 5 years now. He can score at any level. He can drive, he can shoot the 3, he gets other guys involved, and then they got some bigs who do the scrappy work. You know, they get the rebounds and play great defense, so they're a pretty complete team. And you know, we're gonna have our hands full, but you know, it's nice also on the same note at this time of year playing teams like that who are gonna prepare you for, you know, what's to come. And sometimes if you maybe overwhelm an opponent at this time of season, you might mask some bad habits that you're doing that you need to fix going into the postseason. So, you know, we're excited to get play a team like Cozad, and especially after the Scotts Bluff game, see if we have cleaned up things that we need to clean up going into sub-districts.
Yeah, great opportunity, Coach. Great opportunity. It's senior night. Your 2 seniors and John Patel and Andrew Pokup, I'm sure, will be there to do some honors, some presentations tonight. And after that, a chance to beat a really good team and get momentum back in your side as you get ready for the sub coming up next week.
Yeah, no doubt. Like senior night, you said those 2 seniors, they've, you know, Andrew's come a long ways from last year. Towards the end of the year, he just kind of turned it on, and we threw him into the starting lineup. And, you know, he's just such a good leader and does all the small things, you know, well for us. And John, you know, we got him for 2 years, and he's a physical beast. He's athletic as can be, and You know, when he plays to his, you know, capabilities, he's almost impossible to guard because he's so quick, big, and strong. So hopefully we can send those seniors out their last home game on a win. And, you know, also, too, probably need a touch. It's a night that the Hoyt family, we're going to try raising money for them where they had a house fire last week. So, you know, everybody's encouraged to wear red to show support for them. And hopefully that can turn into a good cause.